cycling isn't just cycling. It can be cycling or cycling or even cycling. Peloton isn't just one thing. We have classes that will ease you in and classes that'll make you sweat and a range of instructors so you can find your match. Whatever you're in the mood for, we can get you in the zone. See for yourself with a worry-free 30-day home trial. Visit onepeloton.com/home-trial. Terms apply.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
Very quickly, Wendy, we had a caller that wants to touch on what... Say that again, Josh. You're not on.
I'm here.
Oh, can you hear him?
I can't hear him, though.
Oh, Josh?
Okay, what bioengineered food material, what it is, and she's seen it more on food labels.
Yes. I mean, you can see a lot of those things in your very common grocery store. I mean, go down the cookie aisle or the bread aisle. And you see more and more of these companies like Pepperidge Farm, for instance, they're broadcasting, you know, their products made from GMO ingredients, you know, re-engineered stuff. They're not bashful about it. They think it's a good thing. I mean, I can't believe people look at that and say, oh, okay, and throw it in the cart. Wow, I wouldn't do it.
Well, that's why we have you here, and... I'm very careful on a lot of that stuff. Maybe not nearly as careful as I should be, though, but I'm going to start being actually more careful. All right, we're going to go to Big John McTernan. Stay with us, Wendy, because you're going to find out all about Colony Ridge in Texas. John?
Ah, okay.
Yes, Pastor Ernie.
Tell us what's happening. You were at quite a meeting tonight, too, but tell us what's happening over there at Colony Ridge.
Well, Pastor Ernie, in the last couple of weeks, this has exploded into the public. But about 6 months ago, there's a pastor that I know that lives in that area. Now, it's in about 20, maybe 30 miles northeast of Houston. And he was telling me about the police. He was talking to the sheriffs, and they're afraid to go into this area. It's really like a no-go zone. There's all sorts of drug dealings they know going on, and there's murders. That county, it's a rural county, and they used to have one murder a year, and it's up to 12 now, which mightn't sound like much, but they were all coming from that area there. So it hit the media like within the last week, about what's going on now. The reports are that two drug cartels are operating in it. They're taking illegal aliens and bring them into this area, and it's huge, Pastor Ernie. It's I don't know how many square miles it is, but it's the biggest. So they're actually making a city.
That's what I heard. They're actually building a great big city there.
Yeah, well, not a great big. They're talking about 75,000, which isn't small, but yeah, and it's all drug cartel, illegal aliens coming in. So they're actually building to take it over part of a county, and they're making it for the drug for the illegal aliens with the drug cartels in it. So in effect, they're making a colony. It's ironic. It's Colony Ridge. But the illegal aliens and the drug cartels are setting up a colony right in America. So Austin's the state capital of Texas. It's inundated, Pastor Ernie. I called Senator Cruz yesterday, and his aide was telling me that they're absolutely inundated with calls. And the state capital, Austin, was inundated with calls. So now they have an emergency meeting. I think 3 weeks they have it scheduled for. The governor has called representatives and all to have an emergency meeting. And they're talking about the state taking over this area and bringing in the state police to bring it under control. And this is right in Texas, Pastor, and it's not too far from me. Not at all. It's not too far from me. In fact, it's very close to where I live.
All right. You thinking of strapping on your iron and heading down there and getting back in into the police business?
I tell you what, it's not – and when you go to Mexico and Central and South America, the population isn't armed. The drug cartels are. But the population, generally speaking, is not. But it's not like that around here. And it would get ugly real quick if we have to defend ourselves.
Well, you know, those drug cartels are heavily armed. I mean, very heavily armed. And so it would take the state police and maybe even some backup. Now, I got a feeling if that was to really break out, you would have patriots from all over this country heading toward Texas because people are getting to the point where their patience has run out. It's really running out very quickly all across the country. And so...
Well, Pastor Ernie, this is a lesson for all of us. Now, I'll keep you posted on this, but... You mean to tell me that the attorney general and the governor and other high officials in Texas didn't know of this? Now, apparently, it's been about 3 years. It's been 3 years in the making that this is happening. But that they didn't know about this and all the crime and reports of two. They named the cartels. One was the Gulf Cartel, and the other one I don't remember.
Well, Dan Crenshaw should know about it. He lives pretty close to there, don't he?
Oh, yeah. I would say he's less than 15 miles from it, and it is in his district. It's in this whole thing that's building is in his district. But here's what happened. There was such an uproar by the people that the government Texas was forced now to get out in the open and deal with this. Were they calling a special session of the Texas Congress to deal with this?
Well, Wendy, are you aware of what happened here earlier this week in Ohio about the big sting operation?
No, uh-uh.
Yeah, in Ohio they had a major sting operation where they found 100 children where they rescued 100 children from these Democrats, and they arrested 160 Democrats that had taken the children. They had a major child. So right here in Ohio, and from what I understand, there were similar operations around the rest of the country, too. So that's some good news, right? Praise the good Lord for that. But here, meanwhile, you know, Biden keeps bringing them in by the thousands there on the border. And all of a sudden, Biden's going to build a wall now. What do you think of that, John?
Well, I've been checking on this, and he's not in any way, shape, or form building a wall like Trump was. This will be more maybe like barbed wire strung up or something. It's supposed to, in fact, all of the wall that Trump had remaining that was going to be built, you know, like into his second term, if he was reelected, that all was sold off, Pastor Ernie. Biden sold it off for like a scrap iron. And if Trump had like, I think it was some huge amount, like $300 million in the wall ready to go. And Biden sold it off for like $5 million. Seriously.
Biden's trying to tell people that he still has that, and that's why he has to build the wall, because Congress allocated the money for the wall, and they refused to pull it. And so that's why he did it.
He sold huge amounts of it have been sold off.
Hmm. Did he give it maybe kind of like an extra bonus when he sold off all our oil reserves?
Yeah. It's like, you know, the same thing he did with the Taliban, giving them what was it, $60 billion worth of our equipment?
It was $85
billion. $80 billion, yeah.
Well, he didn't exactly give it to him. He got his... they don't give anything away. You can bet that money come back, channeled back, some of it, not, you know, even if it was just a couple hundred million, you know, that's a good return on $85 billion, right?
Anyways, Pastor Ernie, the wall that he wants to put up is nowhere near the same as the one Trump was putting up. So it's not going... It'll help a little, but it's not going to really help that much. And on the news here in Texas, I don't know where it was in Texas on the border, and you may have seen this. There was a mob of like 10,000 that came across the river and into America, and they were like bugs. So crawling, it was like the ground just, you could see them coming from a distance. And they just overran that whole area, and they came into the United States. Absolutely unstoppable amount of people all at once coming right across the border. So we got a big attention here. I saw it in Texas, where it literally was overwhelmed. It was like an army just surged right across from Mexico, right into Texas.
But haven't you heard Mariakas said the border is secured? I heard him say it. He said, don't worry, it's the border is secure, right?
Well, let me ask you a question, Pastor Ernie. If the border is secured, why is Biden now talking about putting a fence up?
Well, because, you want to know the reason? He's got all these Democratic governors from all of these blue states that are really getting teed off, and these mayors, and they're telling him now, it wasn't supposed to work this way. You were supposed to keep all them people in Texas or California, and they weren't supposed to be sending them here. You had these people really in Illinois, in Chicago. People were very, very angry because they were taking the children's baseball fields and putting illegals on them. In New York, they're putting them in schools, and people are getting really fed up. And so... that's why he's doing it, because Biden knows that the pressure is mounting to oust him. It's mounting out there. He's losing support rapidly.
Well, the major reason for this was Texas and Florida in particular were busing huge amounts, and I think it ended up to be 40,000 to New York City alone. And that's why they're crying in New York City, the mayor, because all these illegal aliens were bussed from Texas and Florida. And I was watching it on the news where they were going to press criminal charges against the governor of Texas because they said he was kidnapping people and sending them to New York. But New York City was just saturated with illegal aliens, and that's what, and then also Washington D.C. and in Chicago and other cities.
Yeah, but they were saying they're sanctuary cities. They said, yeah, you know, bring them on. But so yeah. We brought them on, you know.
Right.
And now they're crying the blues, aren't they?
Right. The governor of Texas took them at his word, and they're sending them. They're still sending them, Pastor Ernie. They're sending them big numbers now to Los Angeles. They're coming from Texas. They're sending them to Los Angeles.
And so, you know, they're turning these cities into like the countries that they were trying to get away from. Now, here, the Democrats, their plan is, look, these people are going to vote, and they're going to vote early and often, all these illegals, because they're giving them cell phones, and with the cell phones, when they do that, they get their signature. And those signature goes on illegal ballots, voting ballots, okay? And so the idea is we're going to get these people are going to go out and they're going to vote the way we tell them for Democrats so that they get more free stuff. But then these people are going to think, you know what? If I do this, we're going to turn this country into what we ran away from. I mean, we try to get away from that. So a lot of these illegals are going to say, you know what, I'll vote, but I'm not going to vote. I don't want, I came here, and I don't want to, this is what I escaped from, right? And so I think that's going to happen if they smarten up. What do you think?
Some will do that, Pastor Ernie. Yeah, some. But I think, I mentally, though, they don't have the same maybe drive that we have here. You know what I mean?
Well, they've never known the freedoms that we've had. They've never been. They've never had that.
That's
so,
right. That's
so
exactly what I'm saying.
They're not. You know. We're willing to lay our life down for freedom, right? They're not, and so, and there's probably estimated now closer to 20 million people in this country that were willing to fight and defend themselves. That 20 million is quite a good size army, isn't it?
I would say so. And you know, civilians heavily armed as civilians. Did you see, Pastor Ernie? In fact, let me see if I can get this article where there's a special unit, or maybe you spoke about it already. There's a special unit in the FBI to look at MAGA supporters.
Oh yeah, you're talking about the FBI. That stands for the Fascist Bureau of Insurrection, right?
Yeah. Well, have you discussed that on previous shows?
Well, not really into depth. Yeah, what they're doing is there was a big article in Newsweek magazine about that, and all of us Trump supporters, they're going to investigate as terrorists.
Yes.
Do you hear that, Wendy?
They're going to investigate him as terrorists.
Us, that's right.
Uh-huh.
All the Trump supporters. I'm not kidding you. They're going to put us on a terrorist watch list.
Well, how are they going to know you're a Trump supporter?
Well,
if you go public, you know, if you've seen at meetings, what they're doing is they're surveilling all the Trump the Trump meetings. So they'll take license plate numbers of cars. They'll take they're taking video of the people so they can identify them, the profile, you know, them, their face. Because the technology out there now is you can be identified by your face. So there's a lot of ways that they'll do it.
Yeah, not only that, but if you, for example, know what your gender is, if you're a man and you know that, and if you're a woman and you know that, yeah, then you got to be a Trump supporter.
Here's the headline in the article. FBI quietly created new category of extremism ahead of the 2024 election to include Trump MAGA supporters. And then this is a quote. The FBI is beyond repair. As the 2024 election season heats up, the FBI has created a new terrorism category to include Trump supporters. This is taking place at the same time the Biden regime is targeting President Trump with over 91 indictments on bogus criminal acts in several states. So we got a couple things going on, Pastor Ernie. We have the FBI, because Biden has declared us terrorists. When we hear him ranting on his speech and he talks about right-wing terrorists, we're the most dangerous in the country, you know, the FBI is reacting to that. I mean,
no.
He's ahead of the FBI, well, the Justice Department, the FBI, and the president is declaring a group of Americans terrorists. And a large group, and a very large group.
You don't suppose Chris Ray and Merrick Garland are really trying to start a civil war in this country?
Yeah, they are, Pastor Ernie. There's no doubt about it, you know. The way that they've turned totalitarian, and they seem to be pushing us to the point where we have to defend ourselves. We have to.
Yeah. Well, you add to that, the CDC now has come out, and they're monitoring people that have not been vaxxed or have only taken one of the shots and not the others. And so they're making a list of the unvaxxed, because the unvaxxed are now put on the enemy's list too. So that's happening.
Well, the unvaxxed mean that they can't control them, Pastor.
Right.
That's why the unvaxxed are dangerous, because they're free thinkers and they're against the system, and they can see through the propaganda, and they're operating without fear. So in that sense, the unvaxxed are real dangerous to the junta that's in power now.
Now, look at the junta that's in power. Here's, speaking of that, if there's ever been a junta, that would be Hillary Clinton. Hillary's been out.
Oh, yes.
She's been, she's everywhere now. She's making all the talk shows, all of the left-wing, and she wants to find, she wants to build camps to house and take care of us, huh?
Yeah, didn't Adolf Hitler say things like that? And didn't Joseph Stalin say things like that? And what about Mao Zedong?
They're called
all of those tyrants.
Re-education centers. Unfortunately, we did that in this country too with our Japanese. But they're called re-education centers. So Hillary wants to re-educate all of us. Now, do you don't suppose, we'll ask Wendy because she's pretty smart. Hey, Wendy. You suppose that Hillary's got maybe some other intentions, you know, because there's nothing these people ever do that's upfront and honest. They're always, you know, always crooked, totally corrupt. Do you think that maybe Hillary's got some last minute? But by the way, if she could bring down Joe Biden within the collective, within the Communist Party, if she could betray Joe Biden, take him down, and somehow, you know, use some corrupt means, and boy, they have that with the Democrats in the Senate and the Congress, and get herself, you know, into the White House. Do you think that's possibly on her mind?
Well, I don't know what's on her mind, but I hope that's not on her mind.
That would be interesting. Now, let me ask you about this. Now, Trump says, you saw what happened when MacArthur got taken down, removed. Now you've got Ron Scalise and Jim Jordan. They're both good, but Jim Jordan, I would say here from Ohio, he would be my choice on that, because this guy has been 100%. Now here, Trump is going to be there Wednesday. Trump says he's coming into Wednesday to Congress over down the Hill. And he said he would be willing to be the Speaker of the House for a month if they really needed him to do that, if they needed more time to sort things out. What do you think he would do, both of you guys, if he was their Speaker of the House for a month? What do you think he would do?
Oh, it's hard to imagine, Pastor Ernie. I guess he could start he could start committees to do real type investigations of the abuse of power that's directed against him.
Well, as the Congress, right, as the Speaker of the House, do you think he would maybe introduce legislation to take down George Soros' bought and paid for political whores?
Well, yeah, you'd have to look at that as like treason.
That's exactly what it is. It is treason. That's what he's doing.
Yeah.
So I think that's one of the things he would do. But could you picture this? This would be, what a wonderful thing. Remember how Nancy Pelosi sat behind President Trump and tore up his speech in the State of the Union?
I remember that.
Couldn't you picture President Trump sitting behind Joe Obama Biden, tearing up his speech? Couldn't you see the look on Trump's face as he did this and see that bug-eyed wonder sitting next to him with Kamala Harris? What do you think? Would that be a dream come true?
Well, I think, well, first of all, Pastor Ernie, that Congresswoman Green.
Yeah, Marjorie Taylor Greene.
He threw his name into the hat there for to become the Speaker of the House.
Four of them have. Yeah. Gates did too, and two others.
So it would be wonderful to see them having to vote on him, for him. Who would vote and who wouldn't vote?
Yeah, that would tell it. That would really tell it, wouldn't it? We would know.
Sure would.
That would really bring the spotlight on the rhinos, huh?
Oh, yeah, it would smoke them out.
Well, anyhow, so now, again, with Hillary on this thing, she's really pushing on this these camps. She's going around everyone saying we need to get these people. Do you think Hillary's losing it?
No, I think that's all planned, Pastor Ernie. I really do. And there's a huge number of people that listen to her, like that think like her.
I don't call that thinking, but...
Whatever word you want to put on it. But that's resonating. What she said, I guarantee you that resonated through Garland and Schumer what's his name, the pencil neck guy? What's his name?
Chris Ray?
No, the congressman.
Oh. Who? Schiff. Oh, you
Adam
mean pencil neck.
Yeah.
Adam Schiff?
And, yeah.
And they're supporters. Now, it's by far not the majority, but I'm sure there are millions of the hardcore and the woke that at all costs they want us out. And if we won't go along with them, I have no doubt in my mind that they would move to try and exterminate them.
Okay, so where
all those tyrants, Pastor Ernie, all those tyrants in history, when they all came to power, what did they do? They exterminated their opposition. All of them did that.
Yeah, but none of them were in a country where the opposition is armed like we are in America.
Exactly. No, exactly. Exactly. Pastor Ernie, do you remember that, what was this, William Ayers, the
Richmond
bomber back in the early 70s?
Mm-hmm.
And the FBI had infiltrated, I guess it was the Weatherman. And Ayers said when they took over, now this was 1970, we'll say, that they would have to kill about 20 million of the hardcore.
I remember that. I remember hearing him say that, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, this is not just her saying. I'm sure, because it's all coordinated. What they're doing, Pastor Ernie, is coordinated. Now, have you heard from her really in a long time? Not really. And I haven't heard anything from Bill, and I couldn't tell you how long. So all of a sudden, she's coming out, and she's on some talk show, and she's following Biden, who a couple days before said that we were all terrorists, right? We were all dangerous terrorists, and he said that before. And then a week later, or less than a week later, she comes out and says that we are a danger to America, and that we should all be arrested and reprogrammed and put in camps and reprogrammed. That's all coordinated, Pastor Ernie. That's just not her going out there shooting her mouth off.
All right, what side do you think, though, right now is the most motivated? Who's got the momentum, John?
I would say that we, our side, are really starting to get energized. And what really was the catalyst for this is they went after the kids.
Yep.
When they went after the kids in school and they were introducing them to all that pornography and you know, little kids, and then they were telling a kindergarten boy, maybe he was a girl, And are you sure you're a boy? I think that's what really sort of ignited us, Pastor Ernie, in a broad sense.
Well,
and even the FBI, Biden and the FBI, they were targeting parents that were going to, like, leaders going to the schools, challenging the books in the libraries and all. That we were so dangerous to them that the FBI was trying to.
And they were lying. Then they kept lying about it. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Welcome to God's world.
To God's world.
Won't you come on in?
Come on in.
Miracles start here.
Miracles start here.
He'll take away your sin.
Take away your sin.
Open up your heart.
Open up your heart.
Leave your fears behind.
Leave them all behind.
You'll be living there.
You'll be living there.
Until the end of time. He'll be waiting there.
He'll be waiting there.
His arms open wide.
His arms open wide.
Waiting there for you.
Waiting there for you.
You are why he died.
Why he died.
He'll be waiting there.
He'll be waiting there.
His arms open wide.
His arms open wide.
Waiting there for you.
Waiting there for you.
It was for you and I that he was crucified.
And that pretty voice was Estee Crispin, and the other one was me. Anyhow, that's a good song, isn't it, Wendy?
Yeah, it's a pretty song.
You hear that, John?
I agree. That was nice.
All right. Okay. Anyhow, during the break, we got a couple calls. One call, Marion. Marion is in Parma Hospital. She called in and saying that she refuses to take the poisonous poke, so they put her in isolation. And that, what do you think about that?
Boy.
All right. Now, another guy called. He wants to know if Trump was to become Speaker of the House, and I don't think any of us can answer this. Would that put a hold on all of his charges that they're charging him? I don't think it would. What do you think, John?
No. No, Pastor Ernie. I don't think it would.
Because they're,
I mean, they are obsessed with him. And by the way, it's not out of the law or the Constitution for him to become the Speaker of the House, because anyone can. You don't have to be from the House of Representatives.
Yeah, I know that.
Speaker of the House. So, yeah, they could get him and vote him in, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I got to go to this real quick. Here, Wendy, here in Ohio, I don't know if you know what's going on. You're probably aware. We have something called Issue 1, and it's they want to amend our Constitution. It is right from the pit of hell. It's just like they knocked on hell's doors, and they said, send us out some Democrats. We want some really evil, wicked legislation here to amend the Constitution. And so here, they have worded this, the ACLU, with their wicked, evil deception, I mean complete deception, worded these things where people, if they're not thinking and listening carefully, will be easily deceived like they were on August 8th. But let me give you an example. Article 1, Section 22. Here's what it says, Wendy. And then you think about it and tell me what is wrong with this. The right to reproductive freedom with protection for health and safety. All right? That's a part of the amendment. So what's wrong with that?
Well, I mean, their ideas of what reproductive health is and what our ideas are two different things.
Okay, but now here, first of all, let me just go. It says this. Every individual has a right to make and carry out one's reproductive decisions, including but not limited to decisions on. Okay, so now, again, think about this very clearly. Every individual has a right. What's missing from this statement there?
Well, the child, they're not including the unborn baby's right.
Unborn babies are individuals, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know, if they had a choice, do you think they'd rather live or be ripped apart in the womb?
Well, yeah, right. Yeah, they're going to want to live. You know, and everybody on this planet, you know, that's walking, it's because somebody decided not to do that, not to have an abortion, right?
Right. Now, Wendy, let me ask you about this. See if you hear the word woman in any of this. Again, every individual has the right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decisions, including but not limited to decisions on. Now, in the state of Ohio right now, every woman, see, I did some research and I found out that just about 100% of the abortions are done on women. Did you know that?
Yeah, I kind of knew that.
Yeah. Democrats don't know that. Now here, first of all, any age. So if you're a 10-year-old girl or an 11-year-old girl, and by the way, how many do you think of these girls, these young girls go in there that aren't not even pregnant? They're not even pregnant, and they abort them because they think they're pregnant, okay? Maybe they missed their periods. Can you do that? Can you miss a period without being pregnant?
Yes, you can miss a period without being pregnant. You can.
Yeah, well, McTernan didn't know that. Anyhow, so how many of the, I mean, these people that kill little babies, what is it they wouldn't do?
Yeah, right.
Okay. Now, here he goes. Listen to this one. It's but not limited to decisions on contraceptive, fertility treatment, continuing one's own pregnancy, miscarriage, and abortion. Okay, no place, and then that means during all 9 months. All right, without limits on gender selection, abortions, harvesting body parts, chemical castrations, transgender on minors and clothing. That all can be in there because it's worded so loosely that can include all of that. Now, not only that, but listen to this one. An individual's voluntary exercise on this right or a person or entity that assists an individual exercising the right. So what is he saying? He's telling you, you don't have to be a licensed abortionist. Most of those, at least, they've got some medical training. You don't have to be. All you have, you can be anyone. If a 14-year-old boy decides he's going to help his 15-year-old girlfriend abort their baby, kill their baby, they can do it. And if you try to interfere with that, if the parents try to interfere under this, well, they can be charged with interfering with the right. This is slimy, wicked, evil.
Yeah.
And you know what? They're running very, very deceptive ads here in Ohio. And, you know, they're spending about $60 million. Not only that, they're stealing. The Democrats are stealing signs. We put out, here in Ohio, we put out thousands of signs, and the Democrats are going around in the darkness at night stealing them.
Yes.
And then here, let me go on here. He goes on to say, an individual, a voluntary exercise of this right, or a person or entity, well, let me go on, unless the state demonstrates that it is using the least restrictive means to advance the individual's health in accordance with the widely accepted and evidence-based standards of care. Okay, you know, here, the problem of it is they don't define the word evidence. And guess what? Guess what else? An individual's health, the word health is undefined. So does that include mental health? They don't tell you any of that.
Ernie, that's their fail-safe, mental health.
Yep. And so here, he goes on to say, however, abortion may be prohibited after fetal viability, but in no case may such an abortion be prohibited in the professional judgment of the pregnant patients. Remember, it doesn't use the word woman, the pregnant patients, okay? I mean, listen, I am not kidding you. With these people out there and these Democrats, they can convince a number of these boys that they're pregnant. They can. We've crossed that line into complete and total lunacy here, okay? And people said, I don't think that would happen. Yeah, it could. And then it goes on, and it says, now, by the way, they leave it up to the bloody abortionist to decide. Now, what do you think the abortionist is going to decide, for or after? Or against his money? The root of all evil is what?
The love for money is the love of all evil.
So then it goes on to say, the fetus has a significant likelihood of survival outside the uterus and a reasonable measure. This is determined by a case-by-case basis. First of all, they refer to the unborn child. Are there no human rights for an unborn child? If you know, is the child as much of a child in the womb as it is outside the womb?
Yeah, of course, Pastor Ernie. Yeah.
Okay, so the abortionist is now protected by the Constitution of Ohio, regardless of the outcome of killing a fully viable human child. They don't tell you, see that? Now here, this is one. This section is self-executing. Final thought, the Ohio legislation will have no power, the Ohio legislators will have no power to mitigate against the abuse of this language because this would be a constitutional right. Thus, the people of Ohio must be silenced on this subject. So we're into a real fight, and when I tell you we're in a fight with demonic forces from hell. When I go by a house, a yard out there, and I see one of their vote yes signs on there, to me that tells me that those people there are demonically possessed, that these people there hate God, they hate life. The Bible says all of those that hate God love death, and that's what tells me. When I see those yard signs, well, yes, that tells me those people hate death. And if I have an opportunity to run into them, I let them know very clearly what God's Word, the Bible, says. And I can tell you here in Ohio, the pro-life side is very, very angry with what happened on August 8th. And I can see the momentum here. And even a lot of the former prissy preachers that didn't have the courage to speak out against this horrible sin. Their people have gotten after them so hot and heavy that they are now, they're actually coming out and speaking right from the pulpit like they should have done a long time ago. So that is some good news. So folks, what I'm telling you is it's every one of you, and by the way, we have a few signs left to Doers of the Word Baptist Church. We have maybe about 15 signs left. So for folks out there, now some of you called in and asked if you could pick up a yard sign, and we put your name on it, we put it out front, and it's been sitting there, and you haven't come and gotten your sign. but we have about 15 signs. But put them in your yard where you can keep an eye on them. Now, I'm asking, too, for the folks out there to, if you see somebody stealing the signs, if you see the Democrats stealing the sign, please get their license number if you can, get a picture of them, because we're going to prosecute them. This is theft. We're going to go after them, so please do that. Okay, we're only going to take one fast call tonight because it's Clifford, and Clifford, he depends. We're his lifeline.
Hi, Wendy. A good album is of Dirt and Grace by Hillsong, actually. Not a great title, but a very good album for Christian music. The Ginger, I'm reading some good things about Ginger. Good for the gums, good for the neurotransmitters of the brain. And there's been some recently came out that it was good for COVID or whatever. What's your take on ginger, Wendy?
Yeah, ginger is an excellent herb. People are using it usually. They think of it for nausea, for digestion, and that's good. But there was some recent research out of the National Library of Medicine Biotechnology Center, and also the Journal of JCI Insight. They found that ginger helps with autoimmune disease.
Yeah, so would you recommend it almost for anybody in the mix?
Well, I mean, I can't give medical advice, and everybody has different metabolic needs and sensitivities. You could be allergic to ginger just like you could to any other food. So basically, people are, if they're interested in ginger, research it very carefully, maybe talk to their health provider or, whoever they go to for health information and guidance and see if it's a good fit for them. But it's definitely used as a flavor enhancer. It's used in culinary dishes. It's also very much a medicinal that's been passed down through the centuries, so it does have a very good long track record of use.
Right, a lot of historical background for it.
Yeah, it does.
Didn't it help foot injuries, I think, in the war, something like that, topically?
Well, I mean, they've used it for swelling and inflammation, digestive issues, motion sickness. It's actually been tested by the Russian Navy that ginger worked better than the anti-nausea meds. So it's got a long track record of use, but recently they found it works for neurodegenerative diseases like your Parkinson's and Alzheimer's, autoimmune diseases just recently listed, fatty liver, endometriosis, diabetes type 1 and 2, irritable bowel syndrome, arthritis, and obesity. So, I mean, it's got some, it's got science's attention lately in a lot of this research.
I got to break in because we're running out of time. How much time do I have left there, Josh? Okay, we got to move on.
Okay,
thanks, Cliff.
Thanks, Wendy.
Okay, John, you've got 5 minutes to lead us to the throne of glory.
Oh, okay. Just Ernie, let me know when you have a minute, please.
Alrighty, I will.
All right. Well, we thank you that we still are free to come before you with and proclaim truth. And the ultimate truth is in your word. Your word is all truth. And the reality of salvation and having eternal life with you is in your word. You tell us in the word how we can do it. And you are a holy God, and you sin cannot be in your presence. But you also are a loving God, and you love us. We're created in your image and likeness. And even though we have rebelled, and that rebellion that started in the garden is passed down into our nature, but you love us like a father loves his children, and you provided the way to heaven with you. And that is done by acknowledging that we are a sinner, we need a Savior, that you sent Jesus Christ, the only begotten, sinless Son of God,
to die on the cross to pay that penalty for sin. The wages of sin is death. And the Lord took a death due to all of us on the cross. His blood was shed to pay the price for sin. And that when he hung on the cross and died, he took our sin, but also his righteousness is imparted to us who believe. And that is why we now can come before you, because we don't have the penalty for sin. And he puts a new nature in us, a new heart he puts in us, so that we can be free from the bondage of sin and we can live with your love, peace, and joy in us. So the way we do this, it's by repentance. There must be repentance of turning from sin, life of sin and self, turning to Christ and his word. And then the Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And we call upon you by confessing Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, and that in that confession that he died on the cross, shed his blood, and paid the penalty for our sin, and then he rose again, the third day, and he's coming bodily again. He's coming for us. It's called a blessed hope. Looking for that blessed hope and glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. So, Lord, I thank you for your love for us. I thank you that you've redeemed us through the blood of Jesus Christ. And the Bible says it's open for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So all the listeners out there, salvation is for you. And Pastor Ernie and myself and everyone else here on the team, we want every listener in heaven they're confessing their sin and confessing Christ and having eternal life. We'd love to have everybody do that. And it can be done today. You don't have to wait. You can, right now, you can confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and have assurance of eternal life. Please folks, don't turn from this. Turn to Christ.
1 minute.
Yeah, because hell is real, heaven is real, and reality, eternity is real.
Now here's what's real too, John.
What's that, Pastor Ernie?
No one has ever, ever regretted receiving Christ as their Savior and eternal life, have they?
I don't see how you could, Pastor Ernie.
You think there are a whole lot of people regretting that they made it to hell?
Absolutely. I mean, once you pass away from this world, it's sealed, folks. Right now, you have a chance for eternal life, but you're only assured today, not tomorrow. So thank you, Pastor Ernie, for the time to share the gospel with the people.
Well, thank you for sharing that. I want to thank you for being here and Wendy for being here tonight. You folks have been a real blessing to the program. And so, but we're at that point that we get to every night at this time where we say, did somebody just hang up? We say, good night.
Good night.
All right. And we mean to have a good night. We mean for you to go and do exactly like John said. And then we said, God bless.
God bless.
And then we always say, ready. Always ready.
Always.
Now we say, keep fighting the fight.
Fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Lots of channels. Nothing to watch, especially if you're searching for the truth. It's time to interrupt your regularly scheduled programs with something actually worth watching. Salem News Channel. Straightforward, unfiltered, with in-depth insight and analysis from the greatest collection of conservative minds, like Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Sebastian Gorka, and more. Find truth. Watch 24/7 on SNC.TV and on Local Now, Channel 525.